This is WICC 600, Greater Bridgeport's hometown news and information station.
Governor Ned Lamont, thank you so much for being back on the show. How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. Doing good?
I haven't talked to you in about a month. You know I had COVID, right? Did Paul tell you?
I know. He told me that. Describe it. How hard were you hit, or was it asymptomatic?
No. So it was exactly what basically the state has been talking about. So for every 2 weeks for the last, I don't know, year and a half, we do Shabbat dinner at my parents' house. My parents are in their 60s, and my husband, my son, my sisters, and my brother and I, we were all at my parents' house having dinner. I guess about 4 weeks ago. And we don't know who had it first. We don't know who contracted it first because we don't really go anywhere. We all just go to work and stay home. And it was like right down the line. My youngest sister had it. My grandmother had it, who has since passed. I got it as well. And I think we had the most severe. We had everything. We had the headaches. Like, that's how it started. We had headaches where we couldn't even see. We had the cough, the fever. I had 103 fever. It was brutal. I couldn't taste. I couldn't smell. Like, everything. We had everything under the sun. But in about 5 days, it lessened significantly. In about 7 days, my fever was gone completely. So by like day 10, like, our doctors cleared us. But this is the second day I'm now back in the studio. I haven't been in the studio for over 3 weeks now. So, yeah, that's crazy.
Melissa, that is the story, though. It's 75% of everything that's happening in terms of COVID infections are those informal social interactions. You know, mm-hmm. People say, shut down the schools, shut down the restaurants, shut down the gyms, where in fact, it's those personal behavior, informal gatherings,
exactly,
which is where all the accelerants are happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm glad, honestly, I have to say, Governor, I applaud you that you are not shutting down gyms or restaurants or places of business, because I if anything, like I said, I certainly, our entire family contracted COVID. My parents contracted it. All my siblings contracted it, their spouses. So we all got it, literally. And I'm sure it all came from that one sitting. We were under 10. So don't worry. It was under the 10 amount that you've given. But that's what I've been telling our listeners is, you know, you can go to the grocery store. You can go to restaurants, like, you know, because those places are mandating masks. And because we've been exposed to the same people, we were not wearing masks at that dinner. We were not wearing masks when we all sat on the couch together. So we all got COVID, and it can happen that quickly. And I'm glad that you're not shutting. It doesn't sound like you're shutting the state down. You have no real intention of doing that anytime soon, correct?
Correct. And to your point, if we shut down the restaurants right now, it's at 50% masks and closed by 10. But if we shut it down, then the dinner party just goes back to the home,
mm-hmm.
where, as you point out, you're probably less likely to keep a distance, less likely to wear the mask. So there's a balance out there. And I look around the rest of the country, and as infection rates go up, more and more governors are taking really severe measures. But for every action, there is a reaction. That's what you got to balance.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, you know, when we heard that we had a more than 7% infection rate, do you think that's sort of like just the beginning of the Thanksgiving week that we were sort of anticipating? I ask only because I had Mayor Joe Ganim on earlier this week, and he said, I'm really proud. You know, we're staying around 4 to 5 infection rate. And I said, I love the enthusiasm and the optimism, Mayor, but I've got to be honest, with all due respect, we don't have the Thanksgiving numbers in, and I think we're going to see it next week.
Yeah, no, I'm afraid you're right. That in universities, kids flying out, kids mm-hmm. flying in, you know, many of them quarantined and tested. I'm not positive they all did. So we've sort of had a little wearing blender the last, you know, week or so. And we knew that was going to be reflected in the numbers. The question is, really, the next 10 days, I think, will be very key to see whether we keep ramping up as we have the last 4 or 5 days, or this was a bit of a Thanksgiving surge.
Yeah, no question. Talking to Governor Ned Lamont this morning and, of course, talking about COVID. As you talk really quickly about students coming home from university, something that you and the state have been pushing, which I've also been sort of touting this because I think it's a really good idea, honestly, just from my own experience of having COVID. You know, yes, in that week and even the 2 weeks of being really tired afterwards, you know, we come out of it okay. My age group comes out of it okay. I think 18 to 35, 40-year-olds, we basically come out fine. So to give your time and to volunteer and help with like staffing shortages, or when I went to a COVID testing site, I felt horrible. There were like five nurses running this facility, and for things that they really didn't need to do, like checking our licenses or putting our paperwork in, like that is stuff that college students can do. And I love this idea of Step Up Connecticut. How are we doing since you guys launched that? Like, are we seeing volunteer numbers come in?
We have Step Up Connecticut. You can get it at 211. You can get it at ct.gov. Many of these jobs pay. You can do it, you know, by the week or by the month. So if you're a college student, a little time, and you're sick of Netflix, you're right. We're going to have a lot of testing, and then within a few weeks, we're going to have a lot of vaccinations going on. We need folks there with a iPad who can log this in, monitor how the tests are going on, and to speed it up so nurses can do what nurses need to do, not all the administrative. Mm-hmm. Same thing in the schools, Melissa. We've got, we did Cheshire the other day. 35 college kids raised their hand and said, let me come back and help out in the classroom, because I know a lot of the teachers are in quarantine, so they can Zoom in. But let's have some young people in the classroom to work with other younger people.
I think it's brilliant. I love the idea. I think it makes sense. It's a way to give back. It also keeps you, you know, I think even if I know there are some of my listeners who said, well, I don't want my kids to then contract it and bring it home. I said, no, I understand that. But your child is most likely going to be perfectly fine. And they should just quarantine from you. They should just stay in a downstairs room or stay in their bedroom. Or, you know, there are ways that they can do this while they're home for a month, month and a half. And to really give back to the state in really big ways. And we are back with Governor Ned Lamont this morning. And yesterday, Governor, you made the big announcement talking about basically, I would say, tentative plans, only because they could change slightly. But we know that this month, Pfizer and Moderna are expected to get FDA approval and launch their vaccine. So my first question about that is, I noticed by the end of January, so for 6 weeks, it sounds like we're going to have somewhere around, including that second dose, somewhere around like 300,000 doses for Connecticut. Am I off on that, or is that correct?
No, that's pretty close. And that means that healthcare workers, nursing homes ought to have their first and second vaccine done within the next, say, 6 weeks.
Which is great. You know, I think when you look at, you know, vaccine turnaround, typically it's never been this quick. So I'm super grateful for that. So I hope that when I ask this question, it doesn't sound offensive. Why are we only getting about 300,000 doses? Like, is this a money issue that Connecticut has? Is this a shortage of supply issue? Why, you know, when we've got millions of people here, why are we only getting 300,000 right out of the gate?
First of all, the feds are buying all the vaccine for the states. So let's start with that. It's not a money issue. You know, in defense of Moderna and Pfizer, they started manufacturing even before they had the final FDA approvals, which aren't scheduled for another 5 days. So, you know, that took that was good. They really put public health first. So they said, if we get this green light, we'll be ready to go. You know, so we're going to have, you know, I think, you know, 600,000 vaccines, you know, here by this time at the end of January. So and we're going to ramp up from there. So a little hats off, I think. I think they're ramping up pretty prudently and pretty thoughtfully and pretty quickly.
How much are we spending, though, Connecticut spending specifically to administer these vaccines?
So the testing costs us about $20 million a week.
Wow.
And the CARES Act money runs out on December 31st, so we're trying to negotiate that. The vaccinations, not as expensive for us in the sense that the vaccines are paid for by the feds, and they get them delivered here to Connecticut, to the nursing homes and to the hospitals. But then we have to work through with our providers on how to get this administered through local insurance and as such. It's essentially going to be free of charge for people. The cost to the state, let's say, will be, you know, $10-15 million. Not as big a number as testing.
Okay. No, that's good to know. Actually, we had one of our listeners, Cynthia. She asked if a vaccine, a COVID vaccine, is this something that we're going to have to go through every year like we do the flu vaccine, or is this something like a one and done?
Now, that's a really good question.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
My instinct is that COVID-19 is relatively unique, so that you can't anticipate what COVID-20 would be, and you can't anticipate that by having a generic vaccine comes out. But that said, you know, this COVID-19 may have another cycle next year. So can I just take a wait and see on that?
Oh, of course you can. Yeah, I just didn't know if you had any insight, because she asked me that, and I said, that's a great question, but I have no idea. I know it's an infectious disease, and I know we take a flu vaccine every year, but I don't know if we would look at it that way, because there are some studies saying that this would last you several years of immunity. Others are saying we don't know that yet. So, no, I just didn't know if maybe you had some inside scoop that I don't have. So I just figured I'd ask you. We're talking to Governor Ned Lamont this morning. And actually, Governor, as we talk about administering the vaccines, I saw in other states across the country, they are trying to build up, I think, just clientele and maybe even revenue for dentists and eye doctors. And I was reading something that, like, in California and Oregon, they're approving dentists to administer the COVID vaccine. Have you heard about this? And is Connecticut considering this?
I can tell you that Deirdre Gifford and Reg Eady from Trinity Health, they're putting together the plan for this. I have right now, CVS and Walgreens, your local pharmacy, nursing homes, hospitals, federally qualified health centers, they're all going to be places where you can get the vaccine on relatively short order. Whether you open it up to dentist's office, I'm going to leave that to the pros.
Okay, that's fair. Now, what is your recommendation for places of work? Paul and I really were talking about this actually on the show yesterday because as of right now, we obviously there is no mandate. There's no vaccine yet. So nothing's been said. But it would not surprise us if our radio station decided, you know what, you want to work here, you've got to get the vaccine. Or you can't work, you have to work from home or something. But I would not be surprised if all the jocks had to get a vaccine to come into the studios. They haven't said they will. We wouldn't be surprised if they did because they've taken it so seriously here at Connoisseur, which we appreciate. Are you sending any recommendations? Are you telling places of work what they should do once the vaccine is widespread and we can basically we have enough that even the 18 and younger crowd can get it? Like, at some point, do you think mandates are a good idea for places of work?
Not yet. Let's see. Right now, we don't mandate the flu vaccine.
Right.
And the overwhelming majority of people take the flu vaccine because it's a smart thing to do. And we're a little short on getting everybody vaccinated for the next, 120 days. So I don't have to, make that call. But as you know, vaccines only work if people get vaccinated.
Right.
And I got to make sure, right before the COVID hit, we had thousands of people walking back and forth through the Capitol saying, you can't make me get vaccinated. So
yeah, I remember
That's what we're trying to negotiate.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Governor Ned Lamont, thank you so much for taking the extra time to chat this morning. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Melissa. Good talking to you.